There's your KLEM News for this Saturday. Both the Boys and Girl Scouts from Troop and Pack 184 will be conducting a food drive this Saturday from the Lamar's Hy-Vee Grocery Store. Jamie Hauser is a troop leader and says that the program has been in effect for at least more than a decade. Local food donations will be given to the Lamar's Christian Needs Center. Hauser says because of the COVID-19 pandemic, the program has needed to be modified.
The difference is we're not going to be driving around the town collecting from neighborhoods and people's porches, but what we're going to do is we're going to have a station at the Hy-Vee parking lot in Lamar's for people to drop off any non-perishable items such as like mac and cheese, pastas, peanut butter, box meals, canned meat, tuna, chicken and beef, and other canned fruits and vegetables. So we're just giving everybody an opportunity to participate. We usually do this in the spring, and to be honest, we had to push our annual scouting for food back a whole month. We usually do this in April, but we had to push it back into May just because of the uncertainty of what we were going through right now.
The scouts will be on location at the Lamar's Hy-Vee Grocery Store between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Saturday, collecting the donated food items. Hauser says that all the donated food items will remain in our local community at the Christian Needs Center.
So what we do is we take all the food items and we take it directly to the Christian Needs Center right after the drive. We usually do a quick count of how many pieces we collect. We kind of do an average. So we've been averaging in the past years anywhere between 900 to 1,500 pieces of food between, a couple of years there. The only time we've ever seen down amount of food is when a couple of years ago where there was a nice little blizzard that came through in April. So that was the only time we really saw a down of donations, but otherwise everybody in the community has been really great about their donating to the Christian Needs Center.
Hauser says that there is a great need for food, especially for this year with so many people having been unemployed due to the virus and because of since many businesses had to close their doors.
There's a couple little numbers here that I'll throw your way. We recognize 1 in 5 children live in households that have a food insecurity. And so we also recognize that the Christian Needs Center has great programs where they can take $1 and turn that into 13 pounds of food. So they can have great buying power on their side just with a dollar donation. So we'll be looking for those as well. We'll have a little collection box out there for any monetary donation that anybody feels the need to help out with our little cause here for 2 hours.
Hauser says that they're trying to implement both Scout slogans of do a good turn daily and be prepared. During Friday's daily COVID-19 briefing, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds informed the public that the state's inventory of personal protection equipment, or PPEs, which consist of masks, face shields, gloves, and medical gowns, is once again well stocked.
This weekend, we will be the first time that we won't be delivering PPEs to counties across the state. I'm pleased to report that the request for PPEs have significantly decreased and that the state stockpile is in good shape. So we're starting to get a lot of the orders that we placed in March, and so our stockpile is in a good place right now.
Governor Kim Reynolds acknowledged and paid honor to Iowa's high school seniors, the class of 2020, during her daily briefing. Many schools throughout the state, including Lamar's Community and Galen Catholic, were originally to hold their graduation ceremonies this coming Sunday. Instead, both schools have pushed back the date for commencement ceremonies until June, hoping that additional COVID-19 restrictions will be eased by that time. MMCRU will hold a virtual graduation scheduled for Sunday. MMCRU will have 35 seniors to receive their diplomas in what would be called a drive-up ceremony. Governor Reynolds talked about some of the missed moments from this year.
Iowa's class of 2020 had big plans for their last semester of high school. Spring sports season, going to prom, final performances in musicals and concerts, award ceremonies and graduations. But a worldwide pandemic changed all of that. Instead, they're at home, finishing final projects online, connecting with classmates virtually, and celebrating their accomplishments without pomp and circumstance that was planned for them.
Reynolds says that many of the high school seniors' milestones were not allowed to occur because of the pandemic. However, she says many schools across the state are still doing something to recognize their graduating seniors.
It's kind of unthinkable that the class of 2020 won't get to walk across the stage and receive their diplomas, throw their caps in the air, and celebrate with friends and families after the ceremony.
The governor recited how some of Iowa schools will be holding their graduation, including Sioux City, who will conduct a virtual graduation ceremony.
While some schools are hopeful that graduation ceremonies might be possible later this summer, many others are getting creative and finding ways to host graduation ceremonies now in the era of social distancing. Linmar High School in Marion will host graduation ceremonies over the course of 4 days this month, allowing 130 students per day to have their names announced, walk across the stage, and receive their diploma. Students will rotate through in groups of five every 15 minutes from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day. Sioux City is going virtual and producing digital commencement exercises for each of its three high schools. The ceremonies will include the traditional speeches, music, and conferring of diplomas, with greater focus on photos and details about each graduate.
Reynolds also mentioned Ogden High School during her news conference.
Ogden High School invited each of their 58 graduates to dress in their caps and gowns and receive their diplomas with their parents. Then on what would have been their graduation day, Ogden is hosting a congratulatory parade on Main Street, where the graduates will drive their cars past downtown businesses with windows adorned in posters and photos celebrating the entire class.
Lamar's Community and Galen Catholic will do much like Ogden High School and have its own parade of sorts beginning at 3 p.m. Sunday afternoon, starting at the 8th Street Boulevard. Friends, families, and community neighbors are being urged to participate by applauding and cheering the seniors as they drive by. That is a look at your KLEM News for this Saturday.